Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of August 8th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Madden NFL 11 for iPhone, PS2, PS3, PSP, Xbox 360, and Wii.
Retail versions of Bejeweled Blitz and the Plants vs. Zombies Game of the Year Edition for PC.
And Princess Isabella, A Witch's Curse for Nintendo DS.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Seven Wonders 2 and Treasures of Montezuma for Nintendo DS.
Disney Sing It Family Hits for PS3 and Wii.
And, for iPhone and iPad, Aquamotor Racing 2, Chopper 2, Gorillaz Escape to Plastic Beach, Gravity Hook HD, Hero of Sparta 2, Highborn HD, SimCity Deluxe, and Shining Force.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our August 2nd roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you actually have nearly a week to enter.
This week, to reward the Busy Gamer community for helping me get to 1,000 followers on Twitter, we've got a big prize. A safety deposit box from the Grand Theft Auto 4 Collector's Edition, packed with goodies, which we've dubbed
the Grand Theft Auto 4 Lockbox of Epic Gaming Goodness.
It's a collection of very cool gaming items that you can't usually buy separately. One lucky winner will get,
from the Grand Theft Auto 4 Collector's Edition, apart from the lockbox with keys, you get a Rockstar keychain, the hardcover art of Grand Theft Auto 4 book, and the music of Grand Theft Auto 4 16-track CD.
From the Resident Evil 5 Collector's Edition, we've included a Chris Redfield figure, Africa pendant, and Tricell bag.
Assassin's Creed fans will also be pleased to find the Altair figure in Assassin's Creed comic.
Three Dead or Alive 3 figurines, Kasumi, Ayani, and Li Fang.
Rounding out the collection, we've included the art of Fallout 3 hardcover book from that collector's edition, Rappa the Rapper. He even talks. Super Monkey Balls Gone Gone, a set of Peggle character cards, and a fluffy blue squeaky chisel.
Get up to four chances to win this epic one-of-a-kind prize pack by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, August 11th.
Last week's winners of Not at Comic-Con goodies:
Revix took the Hellboy pack,
Flack won the Joss Whedon pack,
and E. Goldfish got the poster pack.
Last week on Twitter, we announced the first ever Busy Gamer News Community Game Night on Xbox Live. The gaming event is Wednesday, September 1st. That's 2 days before PAX Prime. To participate, you do need an Xbox Live Gold subscription and a copy of the game we'll be playing. We're thinking it would be Blur, since you can get 10 to 20 people into a match, and it's loads of fun. Especially when playing with people you know.
We do still have time to change it, so if you have a game suggestion, let us know. We did have some interest in Borderlands.
You don't need to be a better shot. You just need to shoot more bullets.
But the game limits you to 4 in a group, and if you're not all roughly leveled the same, it can be very uneven and potentially unfun.
If you're in, let us know and send us your gamer tag.
After seeing Inception twice, I finally broke down and wrote out my thoughts on the movie. The resulting August 3rd article, The Meaning of Inception, is seriously spoilerific. But if you're scratching your head at the end of the film, as so many of us were, you might find some answers. I won't discuss any of them here in case listeners haven't seen Inception, which you should. It's a great movie. But I will say that the keys to the film, at least for me, were found in Mombasa.
Comments of the week.
Both Matt and Lucas responded to my Inception article with some great feedback. Matt offered an alternative theory that I hadn't considered, and while I still prefer my take, I'll keep his front of mind the next time I see the movie. Here's the only part of his comment that isn't full of spoilers.
It is interesting how different the movie becomes, depending with what perspective you watch it. But whatever the real explanation is, if there even is one, it is great to see a major action movie blockbuster-inspired debate and discussion. I certainly wish there was more of that.
Lucas didn't want to favor any one interpretation.
This movie is one place where I remain agnostic, so I won't weigh in on the likelihood of any interpretation of what's going on, but I can see how what you said is possible.
He also threw down his nerdy yellow card to correct me on some points, including my generalization of another Christopher Nolan film, Memento. I do appreciate the feedback. It really adds to the conversation.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
If you've seen Inception, take a look and please weigh in with your own thoughts.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
Girl Got Game is embarking on an epic undertaking she's calling Operation Little Sister. The goal is to bring to life her first major cosplay, a stylized interpretation of a young girl living in rapture with only a Big Daddy doll and a dream. If all goes well, she'll be wearing the costume to Penny Arcade Expo in Seattle this September. We've documented the steps of creating the costume both in a detailed article on the site and an audio diary. Here are highlights from part one of Operation Little Sister.
This is the Great Little Sister Experiment. I've decided for PAX Prime this year, I'm going to make a Little Sister costume. If you're not familiar, Little Sister is a character from the BioShock series. It's a young girl, and she runs around with the Big Daddy, who is the bad guy that you have seen, at least in the videos and the pictures. And at first, I'd like to give you a little background on me and why I decided to do this. I went to a performing arts high school, and I majored in theater, particularly costuming. And during that time, I did a lot of costume design, and I also built a lot of costumes. And over time, I kind of petered out on that, and then once we had a child, I really didn't do much sewing anymore because it is very time-consuming, and I just didn't have the energy. So this year, now that Pikachu Fan is 7, I'd like to try to get back to it a little bit, and I want to share with you the process that I'm going to go through as I make this costume. And I called it an experiment in the beginning because I don't know if what I'm going to do is going to work. Because when I say I'm going to build a costume, you probably think I'm going to design it, which I did, and you can see some photos of my sketches on busygamernews.com. What you may not realize, however, is that I bought an existing costume to essentially destroy, and I don't know if it's going to work. So the process is going to be documented online and also here on the podcast. So we'll begin with talking a little bit about the costume that I chose. I found an Alice in Wonderland costume that is, if you picture the Alice in Wonderland cartoon from Walt Disney, it's that style. And it's got good bones, which means it's overall it's got the right design, it's got the right layout. What I don't know is if it has the right material. It's 100% polyester, and polyester does not dye well. Now in this case, I'm kind of counting on that because I need a very distressed look for my little sister outfit. But if it doesn't dye at all, then I could be in trouble. I do have a backup plan, which is that I have bought some dye pens and I will just distress the blue dress as I go instead of dyeing it. But I would much rather get a nice, deep, rich purple color. So that's what I'm going for. I've got measuring tapes. I've got very strong scissors. You should always have a pair of scissors just for your sewing. Do not use your kitchen shears. Do not use the shears that you wrap presents with. I also have a seam ripper. And if you have never seen a seam ripper, it's essentially a long tool with a hook at the end. And we'll have pictures on the site of the seam ripper and showing me using it. And that'll be one of the first things I do. I have some chalk, and I have a lot of tailor's chalk. This is because I like to draw on my material. You don't want to use chalk from your kid's drawer. A tailor chalk is specially designed that it will adhere to your material, but it's not going to stay there. It will be pretty resilient, but as soon as you throw it in the washer, it'll go away. I also have a big thing of lace that I bought. I found this in the remainder bin, and I'm going to create a collar with this. I will discuss the process of making the collar in a separate podcast, but I can at least say that I have way more material than I need, and in this case, that's a good thing because I may need to layer it. When you go to do your own costume, a couple things you need to consider with the collar is what you want to do to it. I picked something that's very resilient. It's almost tablecloth-like. I picked a lot of it because one layer of it probably isn't going to look very good. Two layers may look a little weird, so there's probably going to be a lot of material going into this, maybe even a little stuffing. And it also needs to be something that you can cut and sew, and that's where it gets difficult. There are very small little holes in here, and I'm going to probably have to hand stitch this, so you'll need a little bit of skill there. A sewing machine will just eat your lace alive, so don't even think about it. And finally, I have the pinafore that came with the Alice dress. And this is going to be getting a little bit of work as well. I'm going to be removing all the frou-frou frills. I'm going to be adding some buttons to it, and I will most likely be attaching it to the actual dress. We'll see how it turns out once everything is dyed. That'll determine a lot of what I do. one of the first things that we'll need to do is a dye test. In this case, I'm testing it to see how the material will react. Is the material actually going to keep the dye, or is it just going to roll off? Being 100% polyester, there is a chance that this is going to come out the same shade of bright baby blue that it starts. I'm hoping not, but that is a risk. It's also to see if it does dye, what color is it going to come out. I'm not using 100% cotton white material, which would be ideal. That's the only way to really guarantee that you have a good idea going in of what color you're going to get. So in this case, because I'm not going to need the large collar, I'm going to take a seam ripper. I'm going to remove the collar very carefully. I'm not going to cut it. I'm going to seam rip it, and I'm going to dye using just a little bit of dye and hot water in the color that I've selected and just see how it works. And once I've done that, I will have a better idea of where I'm going to go from here. All right, so I am doing a dye test. I'm using Rit Dye Wine, and right now I have part of a collar, which started out light blue, and a chunk of the lace, which I ripped off and cut off. So my goal is to get a nice, deep, rich, dark color. It's been in here steeping for about 5 minutes, and right now the collar is looking a little bit pinkish, and the lace that will become the new collar is a little closer to the desired color. They're both getting progressively darker and closer to that wine color that I'm looking for. For the dye test, I didn't want to use a whole bunch of the dye, and I only had a small amount of material that I was going to work with. So I didn't want to use the big tub that I bought specifically to do dyeing of the dress, only because it would take a lot of water and a lot of dye to be able to cover enough to do anything. So for the dye test, I repurposed an old kitty litter tub that has been emptied and cleaned out. I've got about 8 inches of water in here, and I just basically poured a little dye in there. You can't really safely measure the dye unless you want to lose your measuring cup or measuring spoon. So I just kind of eyeballed it until it looked like the water was getting pretty dark. What I'm really more interested in right now is if the dye is going to stay. I'm not really worried about the lace. I think it'll be fine. The question is, will the collar retain the color when it comes time to do the rinsing? And so far, the collar is polyester, which generally you don't want to dye polyester. It's not recommended, but it is taking the color. Now, that doesn't mean the color is not going to wash right back out when I put it in the rinse. You want to lift your material up and out of the dye water periodically. This will help shift it around a little bit. You know, it's a good little sneak peek of how it's doing. So right now, it seems to be holding on to those two colors. There's one that's kind of a purplish now. The blue is turning purple, which is what I would expect. The lace, which started out kind of an ivory, it's actually getting a little pink, but it's still got that sort of wine tint to it, so I think they're going to be okay together. Okay, so I only dyed my test strip for about half the time that it needs, half an hour, and it looks like it was a success. Both materials are retaining the color. What you hear is me rinsing everything out now. You rinse it until it's clear. That's the same directions you'll see on the bottle of Rit that you buy. And when it's dry, I will see what color this is actually going to be when it's finished. Now, it looks like I have two really nice purple shades. Definitely lighter on the lace, which is to be expected. And a little richer on the polyester. And the good news is the polyester seems to have taken it. I'm dyeing the whole garment now. The dye test with just a little bit came out a little brighter than I was hoping. So I'm using the remainder of that bottle plus another bottle of the Rit Dye wine and a little less water than would be necessary for this amount of dye in the hopes that it'll dye slightly darker. And it's already looking ever so slightly darker than it was before, but it's still going to come out a rather bright color. But that's to be expected since the original color was a bright blue, and the fact that the polyester is dyeing at all is quite pleasing. So before I dye the garment, I have to take the buttons off of it There were about 6 buttons in the back. These are going to be replaced. The buttons that came originally on the garment are bright blue to match the Alice dress. I'll be replacing those with buttons that I've not yet bought, but we'll get soon once I know what color the garment's going to be after it's finished dyeing.
Do you want to know more? Find links to the detailed article and the full 30-minute audio diary in our show notes.
If you want to know the results of the final dyeing of the dress and how the costume turns out in the end, we'll be back to finish Operation Little Sister in 2 weeks. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
I have not played anything in a week because I've needed to keep my dexterity up for Operation Little Sister. But I have been playing on my iPhone quite a bit of Solitaire Siege, which I reviewed on the site many months ago now. I'm still really enjoying it. It's a really nice take on Solitaire. It's easy to take with you, and I would like to apologize to them for calling it buggy before. For those of you who don't remember, I mentioned that it was very buggy in a review, and the developer contacted me and said there was a new version. He's correct, and it has not crashed on me since.
That's because I always do all the updates and I hadn't synced your phone yet.
Okay, so blame him.
Well, it was another tough week for me, but I did squeeze in a little Puzzle Quest 2 and some Dante's Inferno. I haven't been back to Crackdown 2 since the final beacon drop has thwarted me for about the 20th time.
The beacon! It can't take much more! Another beacon destroyed by the freaks.
It's a tough one.
You want me to beat the level for you?
Well, I think Girl Guy Game and I are going to try to knock it out in co-op. It does require a second copy of the game, which we recently acquired. If you're wondering, I did break down and buy Plants vs. Zombies HD for iPad right before the update from PopCap that removes the Michael Jackson zombie. Not sure if it was worth $10. I have to beat the game again to unlock the iPad-exclusive Popcorn minigame. But it sure does look nice.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games include Deer Captor and Fantasy Slots. There was no new Virtual Console game last week.
For DSi, there's Blaze Blue Super Melee Action Battle Royale, Hints Hunter, Matchup, and Pets Dogs Family.
Sony released a new unnumbered patch for its version 3.41 firmware update, so if you upgraded your hard drive, this new patch should work. Once you're caught up on firmware, the PlayStation Store is having a summer sale and released Earthworm Jim HD, a Trine level, and Infamous 2 videos.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 online stores have the BioShock 2 Protector Trials and the Modern Warfare 2 Cliffhanger Demo.
And Xbox 360 gamers can get Castlevania Harmony of Despair and some Dead Rising 2 webisodes that we found as badly acted as they were dubbed.
Dan and Dave ain't so bright, so I told them what to do.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L got game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each week that you listen.
Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win the Grand Theft Auto 4 lockbox of epic gaming goodness.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com, Whack Podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
Now you see what we go through every week when we record the podcast.